chances are pretty good that at least one of the children playing jump rope outside of this downtown Topeka daycare comes from a low to moderate income family, one that could benefit from the Children's Health Insurance Program, better known as CHIP. CHIP provides health coverage to pregnant women and children in families that make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but for a variety of reasons may not be able to afford private insurance. Now, here's the issue. The federal government has provided most of the funding for CHIP since it was created in 1997. It covers 70% of the Kansas program's $105 million annual cost. But thanks in part to the Affordable Care Act, the federal government's share will soon increase to 92%. Other states are using similar windfalls to expand their CHIP programs or fund outreach efforts aimed at increasing enrollment. But Kansas is using its $17.6 million windfall to help cover a once gaping hole in the budget.
So we're receiving $17.65 million more in fiscal year 16 in federal money, which allows us to offset and reduce the state general fund and fee funds by that same amount.
That's State Budget Director Sean Sullivan at a recent news conference. He was explaining the combination of budget cuts and fund transfers that the state was going to use to get the additional $63 million it needed to balance this year's budget. The decision to use the increased CHIP dollars didn't go over well with Shannon Katsaratis. She is the president of the nonprofit advocacy group Kansas Action for Children.
The dollars that we're receiving as a result of the bump in the federal match are dollars that could have been reinvested in Kansas children and their families. And so I think it's troubling that Kansas kids continue to foot the bill for unsustainable tax cuts in our state.
The tax cuts that Katsaratis is referring to are the income tax cuts passed in 2012 at Governor Sam Brownback's urging. Brownback promised the cuts would jumpstart the Kansas economy. Instead, they triggered a steep drop in revenue collections that forced lawmakers to raise the state sales tax twice to keep the budget balanced. Katsaratis says lawmakers and the governor also diverted money from a special fund used to pay for other children's initiatives, including early education programs.
The bottom line here is we took more than $50 million from kids during this budget cycle. The dollars that were taken from the CHIP program and the Children's Initiatives Fund, in addition to the more than $30 million that were swept from the Kansas Endowment for Youth. That's a pretty hefty price tag for Kansas kids.
Sullivan counters that diverting the CHIP money didn't really do any harm to the health insurance program.
This does not lead to any sort of expenditure reduction or major change in the program. The timing of this was pretty fortunate in that we were notified in the last couple days of June that we're going to receive additional federal match.
Elizabeth Wright Burak doesn't exactly agree with Sullivan. She is a senior program officer at Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families. And she says because of a quirk in state law, the eligibility threshold for the Kansas CHIP program is actually going down each year. That could result in some families being eligible one year and not the next.
If you look at Kansas and you look at the intent of trying to make your kids stay at least as well off as they have been, it's a missed opportunity to use those freed up funds and put them back into the system and make the eligibility level to where it was when they passed it.
Despite the criticism, Sullivan says it's likely the state will need next year's CHIP windfall to once again balance the budget. I'm Jim McLean.